anyway, Rabbi Osher Steinbuch.
Good morning, everyone. First, I know he's not here. I'd like to thank Menachem David for asking me to speak and thank him for such a wonderful organization. Before I start the topic I want to speak about, I just want to share a very short vart I heard by a Spadim last night in Chadosh. Beautiful vart. Reb Lezer Schlesinger, Shlita, said that if you look in Shemayin Esrei, in all the brachas, we say, first we ask Hashem for whatever we need. Let's say refa'enu, we ask Hashem for refua. Boi cholenu, we ask Hashem for panasa. Tekah b'shoifa, we ask Hashem for ge'ula. V'chulu v'chulu. And then at the end of the bracha, we praise Hashem that he is the one that can do that. We say, ki el melech refe ne'mon rachman ata. Or, by boi cholenu, ki el melech basically, at the end of the bracha, we thank Hashem that he's the one that can give panasa. Why about atachonin do we start off praising Hashem? Atachonin adam das om lamed enosh bina. Hashem's the one that gives us wisdom. And then we go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chaneid mit chadeh bina v'haskin. It's a modern azach. Why is it different? So he said, all the other brachas Shemayin Esrei, let's say before panasa v'chulu, we recognize that it's from Hashem. We can't heal ourselves. We can't have our own panos. We have to do a shtadlus, but we all understand at the end of the day, it's alles kommt von der Bashefa. When it comes to wisdom, a person might think, yes, I'm a Baal Kishrem, I'm a clever person, the wisdom comes from me. So he said, no, we start off, atachon el adam das, all the wisdom that anyone has, it all comes from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, then we ask Hashem. It's also over here, any wisdom I do have in this drasha, it's all from Eibishter, it's not my own wisdom. Okay, I'd like to speak today about the inyan of basa b'chalav, waiting and different inyan in between meat and milk, and milk and meat. I'm giving akdama, nothing I'm saying is halacha l'maaseh oiska paska, and everyone needs to ask their own rav, their own minhagim, what they have, just read arum the inyan, as they call it. So let's start. Let's start with the simplest. Everyone knows there's some type of waiting between meat and cheese. Yeah? Now, we'll go through how much and exactly what you need to do in a moment. Let's start like this. What is the reason why when a person eats meat, they need to wait a certain amount of time before they eat cheese? What's the reason for it? So Rashi in Cholin, Daf Kuf Hel Amud Aleph, says that because Basar Motzi Shuman V'hu Nidbak Peh U'Marech B'Tamoy. Explain what Rashi means, that meat is a fatty food. Because meat is a fatty food, it gives off taste, and that taste is going to linger, is going to remain in a person's mouth. So let's say a person has meat at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to eat cheese at 12:30 in the afternoon, for example, then the taste, what's in the meat, will still be there at 12:30. So be'etzem, you'll be eating basar b'chalav, because you'll have the taste of meat in your mouth, and you'll be eating cheese, you'll be eating basar b'chalav. Therefore, there's a chiyuv to wait a certain amount of time. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam says a different reason. The Lashon of Rambam, why you need to eat between eating meat and cheese, is because the Rambam says that basar shebein hashinayim. The Metzias is when a person eats meat, meat's a type of thing that gets stuck in a person's teeth. So if you eat meat, let's say, at 10 o'clock in the morning, then very possibly for a certain amount of time, the meat's going to get stuck in your teeth. So if you eat cheese an hour or 2 hours later, then the meat is still going to be stuck between your teeth. And therefore, because the metzias of meat, of basar, gets stuck between your teeth, therefore there's a chiyuv to wait a certain amount of time. That's machloikas Rashi Rambam, why you need to wait between meat and cheese. Pardon? Yeah, I think I actually saw, I didn't go into it so much. I think they speak about false teeth, you need to change it. But yeah, I hear that. Yeah, we'll speak about it. Okay, so let's go now, how long do you need to wait? So let's start with a makos on the Lashon HaGemara in Cholin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Ochal Bosa, Mavchiska said, Ochal Bosa Osa Lecha Gwin. If someone ate meat, they're not allowed to eat cheese. The Gemara says that that I'm like vinegar compared to my father. Because my father, when he ate meat, the Gemara says, when he ate meat now, he used to wait 24 hours till he ate cheese. The Gemara says, "Ilu anar ba'as b'has sudasa hu de lo achilna." We don't eat meat in that meal itself. The sudasa chena achilna. When he ate meat, he didn't eat cheese in that meal itself. He ate cheese in the separate meal. That is the Lashon HaGemara. So now, what does it mean? The million-dollar question. What does it mean? The sudasa chena. He can eat cheese in another meal. So the most machmish shita, what's quite ongenomen, is that the Rosh and the Rambam and a lot of shittas say it doesn't mean literally one meal. That means if you eat meat in a meal at 9:30 in the morning and then you bench at 10 o'clock in the morning, at 10:15 you can just start having cheese. That's not what it means, Sudas Achrina. They say that Sudas Achrina is the amount of time a person normally waits between meals. In the, I think it was Gemara Shabbos or Pesachim somewhere, that it says Tamid Chachamim used to eat the meal 6 hours into the day. Ma'achol Shishis, Shah Shishis is Ma'achol Tamid Chachamim. So they used to eat the lunch meal at 6 hours in a day, and a normal day split into 12 hours. So you used to have the lunchtime meal 6 hours into the day, and you used to have the evening meal at the end of the day is 12 hours. So normal waiting time, what, 6 hours between the meal from 6 hours in a day to the end of the day, 12 hours. It's 6 hours, therefore it's 6 hours. So according to those who show him, the Rosh, Rambam, and the Rashba all bring down that shitta. When the Gemara says the Chulin, the Sudas Achrina, it doesn't mean literally another meal. It means the normal time of waiting between one meal to another meal. And like we just said, that was normally 6 hours. So they take on that shitta that you need to wait, and it's Kepaskan and Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, like those who show him, they have to wait 6 hours between meat and cheese. What do you say, milk? Yeah, milk and chocolate's the same thing, yeah. Like any machol cholav, yeah, just pick cheese as an example came to the top of my head. Oh. Now, very important, before we go to the other shitters, to point out, even in that shitter that you have to wait 6 hours, it needs to also be a separate meal. What happens? This year, I'd say it's probably not so applicable, but a regular year, it could be applicable. What happens if a person has a langa poem sort that goes on for hours and hours and hours? He starts washing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and he has spielers and a matzah. Kitzer, he ends up benching at 1 in the morning. He starts his meat at 4:30 in the afternoon, and then it's gone past 6 hours, 11 o'clock at night. He fancies a nice chocolate, coffee, a cheesecake, whatever it is. Can he, if he's waited 6 hours and he's in the same meal, can he go and have a milky food? The mice, he's waited 6 hours. So even the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, even according to those shittas that we take on, they have to wait 6 hours, it still needs to be another meal. That means when the Gemara says the Sudas Achrina, you can't take away from the mashmas of the Gemara, there has to be another Suda. So even if you waited 6 hours, if you have a mamash, a langa Suda for 7, 8, 9 hours, you still can't eat cheese in that meal if it's in the same meal. It needs to be a different meal as well. So that's the first shitta that we've spoken out, that the most chomodik shitta, they have to wait 6 hours. And the Mechaber and the Ramah go like, the end of the Ramah Akoponin goes like that shitta, they have to wait 6 hours. Now, Tosus in Cholin brings, Tosus in Cholin learns different. When the Gemara says they have to wait the Sudas Achrina, Tosus says, Lav besudasa shugine lasos achas shachris achas alves. You don't have to, like we said, the normal time that people used to wait between meals, 6 hours. Tosis es ele afilo la'alta im sila kashochon ubirich muta deloi plug rabbanon. According to Tosis, you do not need to wait. There's no waiting time. All it means, the Lashon HaGemara, is kipshutoi, another meal. So according to Tosis in Cholin, and the Ramah brings it as one of as a shitter, if you eat meat at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, whenever it is, and you bench, straight away you can go and have your coffee, you can have a piece of chocolate, can have cheese. As long as you're in another meal, it's completely fine. Oh, we'll come to that. According to that shitta, obviously you need to do kinuach hadoch natilas adam. We'll speak about more in detail about what exactly those are. We come to, hopefully still have time between cheese, waiting about between cheese and meat. But in very simple, you have to wash your hands, you have to eat a power of food, and you have to rinse your mouth out between in between. So according to that shitta, that's another meal, literally, then obviously you have to do kinoach hadoch and atilas yadayim in between as well, yeah. According to Tosfos, it's a separate meal. Then, according to Tosfos, it's a separate meal. As long as it's a separate meal, then you can eat. But then you need to do kinoach hadocha natilas yadayim in between. But if you're waiting 6 hours, then you do not need to do kinoach hadocha natila. If the Gemara means 6 hours, now I could always show you and take on, and that's Paskan, then Shulchan Aruch, you have to wait 6 hours, then you do not need to do kinoach hadocha natila. You don't need to wash your hands. Once 6 hours have gone by, then you're good to go. You can have your coffee or a piece of chocolate or cheese. You don't need to do. Only if the Gemara means literally another meal, then you need to do that in order to make sure there's no meat left inside your mouth. Because you could be waiting 10, 15 minutes. If you're waiting 6 hours, most likely any meat or anything what's in your mouth has gone away already. But before I go to other shitta, very important to point out, in this shitta, what I just said of Tosas, what the Ramah brings down, that means literally another meal. A person can't do a Fadrei Tzach. That means he's eating meat at 10 o'clock in the morning, and he wants to have his coffee or a piece of chocolate at 20 past 10. So he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bench at 10 past 10, and then, in order to eat my chocolate or my coffee at 10:20 in the morning. They say the task is clearly, you can't do that. There has to be that you want to finish your meal, and then you can go and have your coffee or chocolate, whatever it is. That means, but if you've still got in mind to eating, just you're benching in order to do a dray, that's not good enough. You have to be'emes want to finish your meal. Okay. Let's move on to the next shitta, the most kuladika shitta. It's not brought down at all in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's worth mentioning it. Tosfos in Chulin Daf Kuf Daled Amud Beis brings a mamsha kuladika shitta that he says, you've got, when the Gemara says that there's a waiting time between meat and cheese, and then the Gemara says earlier, between cheese and meat, that all you need to do is wash your hands and kinoach nadoche, eat a food and have a drink to wash your mouth. Now, according to Tosfos, you've got the option to do either or. Even between meat and cheese, I'm chodesh dikha shitta from Tosfos, how he learns the sugya. Even between meat and cheese, you've got an option to wash your hands, just to do kinoach nadoche, wash your hands and then kinoach nadoche. There's no waiting time whatsoever. It's a very chodesh dikha shitta from Tosfos. It's not brought down anywhere la alocha. Now, let's move on to the next shitta. The Ramah brings a shitta a peshara. That means we've got Tosfos. The two Ongadoma shittas is Tosfos literally another meal, and the first shitta 6 hours. The Ramah brings a peshara that it can be another, it doesn't need to be 6 hours, it can be another meal. The Ramah says the minute is to wait 1 hour. So let's first start. Where did this 1 hour come from? Mimonoshoch. Either it means another meal, or we said the other shitter, it's 6 hours. Where does 1 hour come from? So there's two explanations brought down to understand the Ramah of waiting 1 hour. The first shot of waiting 1 hour is based on the Zoya. The famous Zoya, last week said, the Parshas Mishpatim, that says that a person shouldn't eat meat after cheese, or cheese after meat. The Zohar says, "B'shat chada or b'sod chada." Shouldn't be in the same hour or in the same meal. So based on that, then the diet from the Zohar that even between meat and cheese, you don't need to wait more than an hour. But hour, you do need to wait, and therefore, based on that, they explain the Ramah that they have to wait that all it needs to be is another hour. But obviously, even in that shit of another hour, it needs to be a separate meal as well. Now, according to that shit of the Ramah brings down, it has to be 1 hour plus another meal. Just very bit. Oh, I'm going to speak about that soon. Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to come to that. Another way of it, just very agav, another way the Taz brings down to explain the Amar of where does our come from. He says, like a pshara, that means, maybe we can rely on Tosfos, that another meal literally, but because there are those who showing him that learning the Gemara 6 hours, so a pshara, he says, it should be 1 hour, but Me'ikadin, according to that, it is enough to have just another meal, but it should be a pshara, it should be 1 hour. Now, another very important Nakodah to speak out. In that Shitta, we said earlier, like, I think Mr. Rosenbaum, thank you, pointing out, according to the first Shitta, that needs another meal literally, you have to do Kinoa Chadocha and Atila. You have to wash your hands and rinse your mouth out and wash your mouth out in between. If, according to this Shitta, the Mar, that's 1 hour, do you still need to do that? Do you still need to wash your hands and wash your mouth out in between or not? Maybe if it's 1 hour, it's some time has gone by and it's very unlikely that meat's still in your mouth. So it's Machloka Shach and Taz about that point. The Taz says that no, even by an hour, still very possibly there's meat in your mouth. So you need to wash your hands and rinse your mouth out in order to make sure nothing's left. But the Shach says no. Now once the hour's gone by, then it's already most likely that nothing's left and you do not need to do Kinoa Chadocha and Atila Sidayim. Oh, the next point is, thank you, Mr. Sandler, for pointing out, when does this waiting time start? So it's a shayla according to all opinions. Let's stop the first opinion, 6 hours. You eat your meat in the middle, let's say, Yom Tov, just for example. You eat your meat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you have guests, you schmooze, you sing, you prava, you bench at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Do you have to wait till 11 o'clock at night to have your coffee or a piece of chocolate, or can you wait 6 hours for a piece of meat? From when you had the meat. So that's brought down that you wait, the 6 hours waiting time starts for when you ate the meat. Even if you bench hours later, from the time I ate the meat. And also, according to opinion of the Ramah, that's 1 hour. It's also 1 hour for when you ate the meat. So if you ate the meat at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, and you benched at 2:30, then at 3 o'clock, you'll be good to go. You've waited an hour, you've benched. It doesn't need to be an hour from when you bench, an hour from when you ate the meat. Yes, it needs to be another meal, but the Ramah says clearly, it doesn't need to be an hour from when you finish the meal. You have to have that condition, like in a separate meal as well.
When you finish the meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not from when you bench.
Not from when you
start.
From what?
Not from when you bench. Yeah.
I'm saying it needs to be a condition that you benched as well, but the hour waiting time doesn't start from when you bench. Now, I forgot to point it out earlier, what comes in over here, very, very negair. We started off that there's two shittas of bichlal of the waiting time. Why do you have to wait? Is it because, Rashi said, because taste will linger in a person's mouth? And the Rambam says that the metzias is that meat gets stuck between your teeth. So the Torah brings down two nafka minas that we pass on the chumrah of both cases. He said the nice cheshbon. What happens if, if you find meat stuck in your teeth after 6 hours? You eat very chewy meat, and after 6 hours you still find meat stuck in between your teeth. Will that be a problem, yes or no? So the Torah says the cheshbon like this. According to the Rambam, that says the problem is basar shebein hashinayim, meat between a person's teeth. He says the metzias is that after 6 hours, stating the Rambam, it's misbattled shein basar. The name of meat gets misbattled and gets has not got dim basar anymore after 6 hours. According to the Rambam, if you find a piece of meat stuck in your teeth after 6 hours, according to the Rambam, you're good to go. It's not got shein basar. But according to Rashi never said that after 6 hours, it's not got a din bosa anymore. Even after 6 hours, it's not a din bosa. So according to Rashi, you'll have to take out, they will have a problem. So the Tor Paskans, Lechumra, of that Shitta, that even after 6 hours, you have to take out the meat from between your teeth.
You need a little
trick away then,
or take
that.
Pardon, what
did you say? No. Oh, that's one to point out. 2 points. Thank you. First of all, you do not need to wait 6 hours from when you take out the meat. And that can be applicable in two scenarios. First of all, what is it after, as you're saying, after 6 hours you find meat? Do you have to wait another 6 hours? That, it says clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to. But even within 6 hours, what is it 3 hours later? You go for a shluff, you go to learn a bit, and you find a bit of meat stuck in your teeth. Do you need to wait 6 hours? That also you do not need to wait 6 hours. But now, oh, I'm going to speak up. Now, what happens?
As far as the 6 hours, it depends on
What happens, thank you, I was going to point out as well, what happens if you swallow the meat, what's stuck between your teeth? Do you need to wait another 6 hours as well? So the man said, in Shulchan Aruch or more, it's not Paschal like that. But I saw Rabbi Wiesenfeld from Etzel, who got a very nice say from Bosa B'cholov. I saw he brings down there in a footnote from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Chaim Scheinberg that even if you swallow, it's quite applicable on Yom Tov especially, even if you swallow the meat and what's stuck between your teeth, because it's a tiny, tiny drop of meat, you do not need to wait another 6 hours from the time you swallow the meat. But another point I wanted to point out, thank you, Mr. Stan, for pointing out, what happens if, when we say now, the after Paschal Chumrah of Rashi, that after 6 hours, if you find meat, you need to remove it. Or you're good to go after once you remove it. We're saying you don't need to wait. Is there any Is there anything you need to do? So the Mar brings down that you need to do kinach hadach on the tila. Because he found a bit of meat still stuck between your teeth, well, choshesh, maybe there's some more meat hanging around in your mouth or in your gums without realizing it. So if that does happen, the Mar says you need to do a kinach hadach. You have to have a pound of food and rinse your mouth out to make sure nothing else is left there. But no waiting time is required. Another important nafka minot, it's also quite negair, what they say between Rashi, going back to the Machlokas, Rashi and Rambam. What happens if you, let's say for a young child, you chew the meat but you don't swallow it. You've got a piece of meat for your young children. It's very hard for them to chew it. So you chew it for them. You don't swallow the meat, then you give it to the child. You need to wait 6 hours as well. So Tor said the same nafka minot, that according to the Rambam, even chewing it will be a problem because it's the mice that got a shame boss of the fat that chewed the meat. He said, according to Rashi, that the problem is that fatty meat gives off a taste. He said, but serious is just swallowing a bit of meat for young child without swallowing it will not give off a taste. And therefore, according to Rashi, you will not need to wait, but according to Rambam, you would. And we pass going to chumah like that shitter that you do need to wait. So if someone swallows the meat for a child, and chew the meat for a child. You do not swallow it, and you have to wait 6 hours. Now, before we move on to the other point, what happens, applicable in the 9 days a bit, if you just taste a bit of, let's say, Erev Shabbos Chazoid, you taste a bit of the cholon or a bit of the soup, but you don't chew it, you don't swallow it, nothing. Do you need to wait now as well? Maybe it gives a taste. So Pri Chadosh and the Pri Megadim both say that if you just taste meat without chewing and without swallowing it, then you do not need to wait any waiting time. It's a plik negeil lemaisa as Shabbos chazon. You taste a bit of the Shabbos food. You'll not need to. You'll be good to go. If you swallow it, then yeah. And you swallow it, or you don't. And you do need to because you're swallowing it. What? No. There's no shear. Even the tiniest drop will be a problem. Tasting is probably what just to put a drop on your tongue and you don't even do anything else. Yeah. Hold on. Okay, I'm not going into that. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, now let's move on to the next Indian. What about soup? So we've said now about eating meat. Now, what about soup? You could say that soup is also based on these two opinions, that if it's out of taste, then soup, chicken soup, gives a taste. But maybe according to Rambam, that it gets stuck between your teeth, then maybe it won't be a problem, chicken soup. The Ma'aseh Kapaskan, it says clearly in Mor, in Sif Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, that by soup, according to every opinion, you need to wait 6 hours as well. If it's out of taste, then it's obvious. And even if it's out of some shame basar, there's a Mechodesh Dikha Shuvah Sarashba that they bring down, that he said it's not Mechalik between basar. Even soup, to some extent, has got a shame basa, and therefore even soup, that it's still got a shame basa, so according to every opinion, you'll have to wait 6 hours between soup as well. Oh, thank you, Mr. Smith. I was just about to speak about chicken now. Oh, what about between chicken? So the divide we've spoken about between meat and cheese. What about between chicken and cheese? Is there, or as you say, milk or chocolate or whatever, v'chulu. Is there, what's halacha there? So let's start with the Gemara Cholin. The Gemara Cholin says that oifu gavina necholim bapikoyen. Tana igra chamodov. Abba oifu gavina necholim bapikoyen. That means that chicken and cheese can be eaten bapikoyen. Rashi says, what does it mean? That between chicken and cheese, you do not need to do any zihiras whatsoever. Between chicken and cheese, you're good to go. So what's the reason? Why from the Gemara are you good to go between chicken and cheese? So Tosfos brings one reason, because it's a famous machlokes kapaskan that between basar b'cholav is deraisa, meat and milk is deraisa, but oif v'cholav, chicken and cheese, is only drabanon. So because chicken and cheese is only drabanon, therefore we are more mekel. But the Rambam says another reason why we're more mekel. Tosfos says another reason why we're more mekel between chicken and cheese. He said, because the Metzius is, Tosfos says at the end, the oif eino nidbat via daimu b'shinayim v'chanichin. The reason of waiting is that meat gets stuck. Tosfos says the Metzius is, chicken does not get stuck in a person's gums or between a person's teeth, and therefore we do not need to wait between chicken and cheese. There's two svaros of Tosfos why we're more lenient. But the Meister, Tosfos says himself that we don't hold like that, and that we are machmir to wait even between chicken and cheese. So there's two reasons why. Tosfos says that between chicken, that we're machmir according to those opinions, that even oif and cholav is deraisa, that there's machlokas in the Gemara like that, two opinions, whether oif, chicken and cheese is deraisa drabbanon. So Tosfos says, want to be machmir, like the opinion that even chicken and cheese is deraisa, therefore we have to wait even between chicken and cheese. And the Rambam says another svara, of why you have to be more machmir between chicken and cheese is a person shouldn't get mixed up. If a person knows that I need to wait 6 hours between meat and cheese, and I don't have to wait anything between chicken and cheese, the person will get confused. I'm going to say, hey, I don't have to wait between chicken and cheese, I'm good to go between meat and cheese, and therefore they said, in order a person shouldn't get mixed up, you need to wait between chicken and cheese. And we do pass the night that, Mechaba and Sif Allah brings it, that between chicken and cheese, you need to be machmir as well. Now, let's go to the next exciting part. So the man has spoken out that you have to wait 6 hours. Now, does everyone wait 6 hours? Plenty other than Hagen. Let's try and speak about the other than Hagen. So, the Lashon of Rambam is v'hu kamoi shei shoyz. That it's kamoi shei shoyz. And the diet from the Lashon of Rambam, v'hu kamoi shei shoyz, that it doesn't need to literally be 6 hours. Something like 6 hours, and therefore even less than 6 hours, you're good to go. The Me'iri also says the Lashon oi korav lazeh, that it's much more close to that, and therefore 6 hours is also, as long as it's close to 6 hours, it's also good. If Aaron Kotler Taka says that he had the minute to wait 5.5 hours, but I saw, as I said, I'm not here to pass him, that many poskim are not happy with this deal. Can he say it should be 6 hours, literally? Shmuel Zalman, Shmuel Vosner, Moshe Stern, Chassor, Belyashev, they all say it needs to be 6 hours. 6 hours literally, and in the 6 hour is not good enough. Where does it come from? A lot of people have a minig of 3 hours. I think more, as I've been told, more Yekish people have a minig of 3 hours. Where does that come from? The value we've spoken are either between a different meal or hour or 6 hours. Where does the 3 hours come from? So 3 hours is very interesting. It's based on the Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh says, where does it come from, as we spoke out earlier, 6 hours? It says that a normal day split into 12 hours. You used to eat the lunchtime meal 6 hours into the day, and the night meal 12 hours into the day. So there's a 6 hour gap between the meals. The Pri Chodosh says in the winter, when Nacht is much earlier and the day is spread between 7-8 hours, so the waiting time between the meals was much less time. So the Pri Chodosh says that It's dependent according to the time of the year. Interesting. The Pri Chodosh says, in the spring or summer, you have to wait 6 hours. In the winter, that's like shorter, you only have to wait 4 hours. So Dankid Shuvah, based on that, that you see from the Pri Chodosh, says the Metzias, that meat only lingers or tastes, only stays in the mouth for a lot less than 6 hours, for up to 4 hours. So he says that, therefore, you see as a Metzias, and therefore the waiting time can be all year round, only 3 to 4 hours. Interesting shitta. Reason I saw brought down where the minig of 3 hours come from, Sefer Shai Shuvas Pasotcha, I'm not sure who the Mechaber is. He says that the Metzias was rich in Germany, the wealthy people there, they used to, their digestion system was much different to ours. They used to eat their meals much more regularly, every 3 hours, instead of every 6 hours. So because for them, their digestive system was much different and much quicker, therefore they used to wait only 3 hours, and that's where the minute of 3 hours comes from. There's a lot more to say, but I think we'll have to finish here. Yeah.